everybody. Welcome to the live stream. It is 1:56 p.m. here in Florida, and I'm going to be hanging out with you guys for 30 minutes. I feel like I haven't seen you guys in... I feel like it's almost been like 2 weeks now, right? Had some shitty health life stuff go on with the family. Everybody's okay now. Everybody's fine. Shit still sucks. Get to it at some other point. But I lost my keys today, man. I had this fun day planned for me and my daughter because I had nothing going on today except for some, like, my wife's birthday is right around the corner. And, you know, we were going to go to the store. We were going to get some stuff for my wife's birthday. And then, yeah, woke up, literally spent like 3 hours looking for my keys. I have no idea where they are. No idea. So that has never happened to me in my 35 years on this planet. In the family, I'm the most organized one out of the three of us, including my daughter. No fucking idea where my keys are. It like enrages my soul that I can't find these goddamn keys. I had them yesterday at the pool. I had them yesterday when we came home because the car would not start if I did not have the keys in the car. So they're somewhere. They're somewhere. If anybody has any ideas, some places maybe I haven't even thought of yet. I've looked in the freezer. Don't know why. Thought, why the hell not? They're not in the freezer. But let's shoot the shit for 30 minutes, man. Let's hang out. Star Wars or not. They're not in the car either, rednecks, because my wife drove that car this morning. She was able to lock the car, which means that the keys are not in that car. Does that make sense? And she says she doesn't have my keys with her keys. So, like, she doesn't have two pairs of keys. I don't know. I'm hoping that she has them. But we'll see. Anyway, welcome, guys. What's on your mind? Let's shoot the shit. Hope you had a good weekend. Hope you have a good week. Anyway, Caleb Kemp, thank you so much for the super chat and channel support. Caleb says, hello there. Right back at you, Caleb. Hope you're doing well. Hope you're doing well, man. General Kenobi. Hope you had a good weekend. Cheers, man. What's going on, Sappity? What's up, JJ? I saw you asked earlier, JJ, but I have not uploaded, I think, the past two live streams to podcast form yet. That's literally just because I haven't been on my computer in that time frame, really. I haven't done shit on my computer in almost a week and a half, 2 weeks or so. Just life stuff, school stuff. Stuff. But I did see a little bit of E3 highlights, I guess, from yesterday. What are the things that most of you guys are excited for? For me, there's obviously Starfield. Just that little teaser that they showed got me super pumped for it, even more so than I already was. Even though we don't have no information on it.
Was about to say, one sec. See the streams, but you mentioned the health stuff. You okay, my dude? Everything still attached? Sanity check, all good in the brain pan. Mm.
Grant, thank you so much, man. I appreciate that. Give me one sec. Starfield, and then there's the Left 4 Dead game that's made by the same team that made Left 4 Dead, right? It's called Back 4 Blood or something like that. Looks cool. And then there's like a side-scrolling cyberpunk-style game. Starts with an R, I think. I don't know. Basically, I haven't really looked too deep into it. Sky Swag. I did see Outer Worlds 2. Got announced or had a trailer for it. What's funny is that like 2 weeks ago, I started playing the Outer Worlds. And I've been loving it. I've maybe only sunk 4 hours into it over the past 2 weeks. Yeah, I wake up super early and I might play it for like 30 minutes or an hour. It's fun, man. It's, you know, Fallout in space, it feels like to me. But anyway. I don't know what else I'm excited for. I'm not a Halo guy, Volgar. I've literally only played the very, very, very first Halo game when I was maybe in eighth grade on the original Xbox, which is crazy. I've always been a PC gamer, and they've only been out for the Xbox, you know. But anyway, Grant Guthrie says, Was about to say I didn't see the streams, but you mentioned the health stuff. You okay, my dude? Everything's still attached. Sanity check. All good in the brain pan. Yeah, everything's fine. Everything's fine. It's just, I'll talk about it a little bit. So, me and my wife had a miscarriage. It's our third, since my daughter was born. And it's rough, man. It sucks. You know, maybe there's some dads out there right now or some people that are trying for a kid. We're so lucky that we have a really healthy 3-year-old daughter. You know, if it wasn't for her, this entire process would once again be gut-wrenching, more so than it already is. But like, yeah, man, maybe some people out there have also gone through it. It just fucking sucks. There's, you know, no other way to put it. But yeah, so that's been the past 2 weeks. Wife had to have surgery for that. Yeah, you know, it is what it is. Obviously, as the guy, it's so much worse for her, you know, 1,000 times worse. But that's you know, what's crazy is that it's such a common thing. Then nobody ever talks about it. Yeah, it's just nuts, you know. But you know, 1 second you're hearing the heartbeat, and then a week later, nothing. It's just crazy. And there's nothing anybody could have done. You know, there's some kind of genetic deformity, genetic, you know, mishap. I say luckily, but it is luckily. You know, it was 10, 11 weeks. In the process, there's people that go almost a full term pregnancy, and then it happens, you know. So we're very lucky that it for all 3 times that it has happened, it's been early on, you know. But yeah, man, fucking sucks. I'm sure some people listening to my voice right now have had it happen to themselves and their family. Yeah, you just gotta. I don't know, man. I'm a very a matter of fact dude. I feel like I'm decent at compartmentalizing things. I'm not a religious guy, but I kind of understand when people say like things happen for a reason or whatnot. I get it. I get what people are trying to say. My phrase is shit happens, you know, and I kind of feel like, oh, you know, things happen for mysterious reasons or whatever religious things people say is almost just like shit happens. You know what I mean? Some things are out of your control. You can either spin it into some religious context or in the context that I prefer, shit happens. They both almost have the same exact meaning. You know what I mean? But yeah, you know. Fucking sucks. Let's push through. But I appreciate it, guys. Michael Hoover Music. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much, man. Michael Hoover says, first time sending a super chat. Just wanted to tell you I appreciate the level-headedness you bring to the Star Wars fandom. It is much needed. Keep up the good work, man. Cheers! I wish I had more time to devote to making videos like I used to. But I really appreciate the kind words there, Michael. It's not only... I try to be level-headed in things in general, not just with Star Wars and all that kind of stuff. And a part of me wonders, now I might be talking out of my ass here, but a part of me wonders if the reason that people think that I come off as level-headed or more rounded than a lot of other channels or YouTubers or whatnot is because that Hello Greedo has always been like a side thing. And it's always been kind of a project of passion. Sure, I make a little bit of money here and there. But it's never been my main gig. You know what I mean? Therefore, I've never felt like I need to put out content. I need to talk about shit that maybe like is quote unquote controversial. I need to talk about things that are happening in the fandom or things that maybe I disagree with or that I'm quote unquote outraged about, right? I've never felt like I needed to do that. I've always wanted to talk about things that interest me. And most of the times, the things that interest me don't really interest other people. That's why I make like videos on Star Wars Kid 2 decades after Star Wars Kid was a thing, right? But then there's, you know, YouTube channels or people who are like almost intentionally thin-skinned on the internet, or maybe they're just thin-skinned in general, but like it feeds into being a YouTuber almost, right? Like, what is better nowadays than being an incredibly thin-skinned person on the internet with a YouTube channel? Like, every little minute bullshit thing that crosses your desk that you get your feathers rustled about over, you make a video about, 10-minute video about, and most, the 99% of the people on the planet would just shrug it off and be like, okay, whatever. But it almost pays to be thin-skinned on the internet with a YouTube channel. You know, that is a business model. I don't know, it's embarrassing. But anyway, Michael, I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it. Cheers. Hopefully in the next year or so, 6 months, I'll have more time to devote to the channel and I can get back into a little bit of normalcy with making videos and streaming even more, you know. But cheers, man. I appreciate that. Yeah, it's weird. Like, I was thinking about it the other day. Like, when YouTube first kicked off and whatnot, I remember, I'm not saying this stuff doesn't still exist, but I remember almost the majority of things being fun, clever skits or goofy shit or, you know, things that are relatively creative or whatnot. And then it kind of like went in a very different direction. Like the things that got super popular became like culture war bullshit. You know what I mean? Like shit that doesn't fucking matter. It's like the equivalent of every Christmas, you know, Fox News running 1,000 pieces about how you can't say Merry Christmas anymore. I've worked for a bunch of companies, major corporations. I've never once been told I can't say Merry Christmas. Like, it's a bunch of dumb fucking shit that doesn't matter, but people, it gets people mad and outraged and stuff. So much of YouTube is that. Shit that doesn't fucking matter, but feeds into this culture war nonsense that rustles everybody's feathers and I don't know, man. It's just like, it makes me not like YouTube anymore because so much of it is that. So much of it is just like thin-skinned people talking about culture war bullshit. I don't know, man. Just, I'm over it. I'm so over it. Like, I saw some shit about Indiana Jones the other day on Twitter, and I just, like, roll my eyes out of my goddamn skull. Like, people who haven't even seen the movie talking about how the movie's gonna suck. Like, motherfucker, you haven't even seen it. Like, is that not the most, like, definition of a YouTuber ever? People who haven't seen a thing bitching and moaning about a thing that they haven't seen yet. I don't think it's gonna be good. Cool. Okay, man, like... As it embarrasses my soul. I'm so glad that I did not go down that route. Maybe it's just the way that I am as a dude, but like, it would be so fucking easy for so many people to just like throw their integrity out the window, like so many people have, and just go down this, I don't know, this like thin-skinned bullshit path. I don't know. It fucking embarrasses me, man. Anyway.
Hey, HG. Recently finished listening to Armada by Ernest Kleiner, sort of fun sci-fi nostalgia bait last Starfighter-ish book that was good to turn my brain off and listen to.
Steven, you might dig it. Steven, thank you so much for the generous super chat this afternoon. I appreciate the hell out of it, man. Yeah, I'm the YouTuber who is growing to hate YouTube. anyway, Steven, thank you so much, man. Steven says, hey, HG, recently finished listening to Armada by Ernest Cline. Ernest Cline is the guy who wrote, Ready Player One, right? Right? Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay, Steven Siller says, recently finished listening to Armada by Ernest Cline, a sort of fun sci-fi nostalgia bait, last Starfighter-ish book that was good to turn my brain off and listen to. You might dig it. Nice. Okay. Yeah. You know, I own Ready Player One. I've never read it. Holy shit, it came out 10 years ago? Oh my god. That's insane. I feel like it just came, that's crazy. I feel like it, I don't feel like it has been that long. Anyway, yeah, I've been wanting to read his stuff for a long time. I never got around to reading Ready Player One. I never saw the movie either. Yeah, for whatever reason, I've never read this. Okay, I'm going to keep that in mind. That actually sounds a little more interesting to me than Ready Player One. I guess Ernest Cline is like, I mean, you called it nostalgia bait. Hey, man, I'm not immune to that, right? Yeah, I need to read more of this kind of stuff. I have a bad habit of reading like 50 pages of a book and putting it down, and yeah, and then like never touching the book again. Like, what did I do that? You'll be proud of me, guys. I bought, what's it called? Master and Apprentice, like when it first came out. I read like 15 pages of it, never touched it again. About a week ago, I started reading it again. Yeah, it's fun, man. It's a good read so far. I'm also reading Between a Rock and a Hard Place by Aaron Ralston, the guy who the movie 127 Hours is based off of. Which is a good read. I've actually been reading that on my lunch break at the Academy and whatnot. It's kind of like a good, you know, turn on my car's AC and sit there with an apple and reading that book. It's pretty good. But yeah, anyway, I'm going to check that out, Steve. I'm going to check that out on the Kindle because that's where I do most of my reading nowadays. But anyway, Ken, what's going on, man? Let me take a quick sip of water. Ken, good to see you. Hope you're doing well. Yeah, Ken Napsaw, good to see you, man. So, I mean, the man needs no introduction. You all know him. Everybody say what's going on, Ken. Actually met Ken, when was that? It was like 2018, 19, something like that. Went out to LA for EA Play. It had to be 19, right? 2019, maybe? Got dinner with him and Alex and Molly from Star Wars Explained. It was a good time. Man, that trip was a damn blur. That was a crazy blur. But Ken says, just swinging through to show my support for HG. Thrilled for your new additional career path. Cheers, buddy. Well, dude, thank you so much, man. Yeah, it's been a really fun ride so far. It's something that I've always wanted to do, man. So like with the pandemic, I don't know if you've heard me talk about this, but like I did a lot of freelance projects like photography. I did a lot of like real estate photography. A shitload of real estate photography was like one of my main gigs. And when the pandemic started last year, like March, April of last year, like everything that I was doing dried up. Like every single freelance gig disappeared. I had no, like literally I've had one freelance gig since April of 2020. It's disappeared, man. So like I thought to myself, okay, I need something more solid. And I've always wanted to do this. So boom, firefighter, got my national EMT certification. Yeah, man, by the time this year finishes up, I'll be a certified firefighter. And well, it's been a good ride so far. Like I said, it's something that I've always wanted to do. But cheers, man. I hope you're doing well. Congratulations on your engagement. I saw that. When did I see that? A couple weeks ago on Instagram, maybe. But cheers, Ken. Good to see you, man. Hope you're doing well. And maybe one day I can make my way out to LA again. Or if you're ever in Jacksonville, Florida, hit me up. We'll go to the beach and just bring a 12-pack and shoot the shit. Be a good time. But cheers, Ken. Once again, hope you're doing well, man. Damn, this channel is still alive. Crazy. Nate, yeah. The channel's never going away. It ebbs and flows. Sometimes I'll up... Like, I've only uploaded 3 videos since January. So, you know. The channel ebbs and flows. That's what happens. But anyway. Yeah, man. Master and Apprentice is dope. I like it so far. I'm trying to think... where I'm at in the book. Some Dooku stuff. Some Qui-Gon Dooku stuff. I'll hit some Jacksonville Comedy Club. See it. Nice, nice, man. Yeah, hell yeah. Let me know if you're ever around. The only one that I know of is the Comedy Zone? The Comedy Zone. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Comedy Zone. Ramada. Yeah, it's actually the Ramada. That's where I stayed in before boot camp, which is kind of crazy. But yeah, yeah. I've been to conventions there. They had... sometimes they have a... Retro-rama, I think it's called, like a toy convention there. That is the only comedy place I can think of in Jacksonville, Florida. Anyway. Yeah, man, let me know. Got some good breweries here. But cheers, thanks for stopping in, man. Is anyone excited for Dune? I am, Carter. I've never read the book. I don't know anything about the franchise at all. But yeah, I'll see it. Speaking of books, since we're talking about Armada and all that and Master and Apprentice, the most recent book that I've read was Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. And I loved it. It's one of my favorite books of all time now, and I only read it like a month ago. It was so fun. It was such a lighthearted, goofy book, and I was actually kind of bummed that it was over. I'm currently reading... God, Leah, I guess I'm reading 3 books right now, which is dumb, because that means I'm never going to finish any of them. I'm reading The Restaurant at the End of the Universe, which is the sequel to Hitchhiker's Guide, and then I'm reading Master and Apprentice, and I'm reading Between a Rock and a Hard Place. That's stupid, isn't it? Josh, I love this question. Good to see you, for one. Hope you are doing well, man. Josh asks, what are some of your running tips? Trying to get in shape, but seeing your 4 miles in like 30 minutes blows my mind. So I'm going to have some questions. So before I answer this, does anybody have like an exercise bike? We're in the market for not a Peloton. That shit is like $2,000, and it blows my mind. Like, you can get something comparable from what I've read and watched on reviews. But does anybody have like an Echelon or a Schwinn indoor bike? Kind of in the market for one. It'd be fun. We're gonna set up our extra bedroom as a home gym. I'm gonna move my bench and everything upstairs. Into the fourth bed. Yeah, we have 4 bedrooms. We're gonna turn that into a home gym, and we're looking for like a cycling bike. I don't know, something that connects to like live classes, like Echelon or something like that. But anyway, So Josh, running tips. So what I did when I first started running, like majorly, back in April of 2020. A little over a year ago, what I did was I started with mileage first. So I started running 4 miles. It wasn't pretty at all, but like I started running 4 miles, and I think I started at like 10 minutes or 10 minutes and 30 seconds per mile. That was my average pace. But I started at 4 miles, and you know, it took me a long time, but that was my like daily, like no joke, that was my daily mileage. I would wake up at 5 a.m, run 4 miles, fucking took forever the first, you know, 4 or 5 months. But I could feel myself getting better at running the same 4 mile, route every day. You don't have to do it every day, but that's, you know, I did it basically 5 days a week, every morning. That's what I did. This is what I'm going to do today. 4 miles, you know, shut the fuck up and just do it. That's what I did. That's what I told myself. You don't have to tell yourself to shut the fuck up, but I kind of like doing that, you know, when one side of my brain goes like, it's like the angel and devil on your shoulders. One's like, oh, but you wouldn't it be incredible if you just, you know, you can still get up at 5, but it would be so much better to just brew a few cups of coffee and sit there and play some video games or just scroll through your phone. And the other side of my brain is like, shut the fuck up. Listen to some Rancid and go run at 5 in the morning with a headlamp. And that's what I did. And that's how I dropped a shitload of weight and got in the best shape of my life at the age of 34 and 35. It's all a head game. But what I did and what I would suggest is start with the mileage. If you want to go 2 miles, that's fine. But start with the mileage. Just say, I'm going 2 miles. I'm going 4 miles, whatever, and make that your benchmark and see your time get better at the more you run. Like I said, I started at like 10 minutes and 30 seconds per mile. Now I'm at under 7:30 per mile on average. That's a huge difference in about a year, you know. Less than that, just because I don't know when I hit my sub 7:30 pace at, but it was probably sometime this February, March. I really don't know, but do it, you know, even if it takes you 12 minutes. That's the thing, like, even if it takes you 15 minutes, you know, it's all getting out there and doing it. That's everything, you know. If you get out there and do it, that's more than half the battle, you know what I mean? Getting up and doing it is the hardest part. But you know, at a certain point, you get to a point where when you don't do it, like I ran yesterday. What was yesterday? Sunday, and then I ran Friday, Sunday, I ran Thursday, and that when I don't do it or something, I kind of feel like I almost failed for the day. You know what I mean? It's become such a part of my routine now. And that I just, when I do it, I feel like a part of my day is missing, if that makes sense. Like, yeah, it's weird, man. And also, like, I look at it like, what's 30 minutes out of my day to get a great exercise in, you know? It's 30 minutes. What else are we gonna do? Huh? What else are we gonna do? Look at how much time we spend on these goddamn apps. What else are we gonna do? But yeah, man, get out there. It's great. Nice, 15 to 11 in about 3 months. That's great. Yeah, that's awesome. That's great progress. And when you see those little victories, those personal victories, you know, it's such a huge boost, you know. But anyway, cheers. Good luck. I just rambled on. I apologize to everybody, but it's something I love to do, you know. Anyway, Semi-Sad Circus, Dribble Drive Through Hyperspace. Good to see you, man. And Boba Bricks, good to see y'all. Semi-Sad says, I've been watching since Star Wars Changes, so I thought to ask this in a super chat for Duh support. Will you ever review the Bad Batch episodes? Well, first of all, thank you so much. You've been around for almost 10 years then, because those Star Wars Changes videos, like the 10-year anniversary of this channel's existence is coming in September. That's crazy. But yeah, man, thanks for sticking around. You've seen a lot of, you've seen this channel ebb and flow quite a bit. But yeah, so when it comes to Bad Batch, I've only seen the first episode. Might sound crazy. I guess it is kind of crazy. But I probably will. I'll say that. At some point, I probably will get around to watching all the episodes, doing maybe like a season review. I really don't know. It's just a matter of me finding the time to sit down and watch the episodes and talk about them and make reviews about them. As you might know, we talked about it a bit earlier, but I've shifted around and started a new career path, which has basically consumed my life since the beginning of January. That's why I've only made 3 videos in the past 6 months almost. At a certain point, semi-sad, I will get around to it. I can't make any promises as to when. I wish, once again, I wish I had more time to watch stuff and make more videos. But once I'm done with the academy, once I get hired onto a department, I'll definitely have more time to make videos and stuff like that and stream. Anyway, I appreciate that, semi-sad. And Dribble Drive Through Hyperspace, thank you so much as well. Wish I could stay longer. Gotta go listen to my boss talk about expense reports, LOL. Thinking of you and the wife. Have a great week, brother. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. Cheers. Don't fall asleep with the expense reports, I guess, are a real thing. I thought that was just made up gobbledygook for the Office Space movie. But try not to fall asleep, man. But I appreciate that. I'll upload this as a podcast for anybody that's listening right now. I've been bad at it the past couple streams, but like my goal is to upload every single live stream as a podcast moving forward. So just search for Hello Greedo in whatever podcast app you use and you'll see it. Anyway, cheers, man. I appreciate that. And Boba Bricks, thank you so much. I see you typed, hey, Greedo, hope you and the fam are doing well. What are your thoughts on Lord of the Rings? I appreciate that, man. So Lord of the Rings, I'm a fan of the movies. I've never read the books. I don't really know much about the lore, but I will say that I love the movies. I saw all of them in the theater with like the same group of guys. I remember going to see the very first the Fellowship when it first came out. When was that? 2001? No, 2000, wasn't it? Fellowship of the Rings. 2001. Okay. Is it 2001? Yeah, 2001. I remember seeing Fellowship in the theater with this, like, I don't know, there might have been like 10 or 15 of us. Big group of friends. It was a great experience, and it's hard to believe that was 20 years ago. And I saw the other two with the same group. I like those movies. But when it comes to like the lore and like going deep into it, I don't really know much about it, you know. But I am really, really excited to show those movies to my daughter, just because, you know, I think it'd be they're so adventurous and epic. And to sit down and show those 3 movies, I've never seen the Hobbit movies, but to show the 3, Lord of the Rings movies to her, like sitting down with a bowl of popcorn and just going on this grand adventure, I think would be such a blast, you know, on par with showing her Star Wars, you know. But yeah, man, I appreciate that. And Caretaker wanted, and JJ, good to see you guys. Caretaker said, coming in with the final super chats, I got a jet. Caretaker says, this will go towards that 300,000 Rogue One Trooper. And JJ goes off of that as well. Also use this to buy the $300,000 Rogue One Trooper. Dude, what the hell, guys, was with that? Something that I've done the past couple days was I'll go on eBay and I'll search Star Wars, and then I'll filter it for, like, the most expensive thing first. And, you know, there's a couple things on there that are, like, over $1 million. And then as you scroll down, there's a lot of, like, autographed cards and collectible cards and stuff like that. But the one I came across that made me go, what? That instantly was like, this is fucking bullshit, was a $300,000... Rogue One Shore Trooper. I don't know what, why. This guy, I mean, it's the Shore Trooper you can get from, like, Target for, like, $10. You know, if you can buy them on eBay right now for, like, $5 used, I'm sure. But, like, I don't know. If you go on my Twitter, you'll see what I'm talking about. But, it, like, it made me laugh. I don't know what. Is somebody just, like, throwing that out there hoping that some rich kid that could just throw away $1 billion here and there will just buy it, you know? I don't know. Some, like, oil baron's son. Stupid, man. Anyway, I appreciate that, guys. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not putting that towards the $300,000 Rogue One Trooper. But anyway, I appreciate that, guys. Cheers. And Steven Siller, thank you for coming in with the final Super Chat channel support. Steven says, hey, man, I forgot to say it, but congrats on winning earlier, LOL. Another Twitter thing. Yeah, if you go on my Twitter, you'll see what I'm talking about, too, or what Steve's talking about. I was searching for, close to 5 a.m. I was laying in bed and we're kind of researching indoor, exercise bikes. And I was like reading some reviews and comparison articles between a couple brands and stuff like that. And I clicked on one and it redirected me to one of those, like, you've won $1 billion or you've won a TV, you know what I mean? Just click here, blah, 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 blah. And it was one of those things, and I took a screenshot and I posted it on Twitter. Because there are people out there that will believe that shit. I feel bad for them, but it's the same kind of person. I won't say it. Well, I was gonna say, like, the people who, like, believe anything on Facebook and share it, are the same people who would, like, oh my god, I won a free Toshiba TV because I was the 5 billionth. person to search on Google this month. It's like the same. It's the same breed of human being. You know what I mean? Anyway, I appreciate that, Steve. Oh, don't believe everything you see on the internet. Wee wee wee. All right, guys, that's it for me. We went a little over this time. Only 12 minutes over time. Last time I said a 30-minute stream, we went an hour over. But yeah, man. Anyway. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for hanging out. We touched a lot of random subjects this afternoon. I appreciate the support. Some of you guys heard what's going on earlier. I appreciate all the kind words. But yeah, man. So, all right. I'll probably upload this as a podcast. If you missed a little bit, you can listen to it. Just search Hello Greedo in whatever podcast app you use. Hopefully, this will be up by tomorrow. We'll see. But anyway, guys. Enjoy the rest of your morning, your afternoon, your evening, wherever you are on planet Earth. And I will catch you all on the flip side. Cool? Cool. All right, everybody. See ya.